After the much consternation over the last couple of days with AT's largesse spending, with the mayor supporting it and even wanting to expand these overseas postings that are the actual role of central government's MFAT, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and the fact that we are facing increasing rates while decreasing the decreasing services and investment. People have finally switched on to the fact that there is a long-term plan out there, and there's also a regional long land transport program out there with Auckland Transport, and that we can submit on it. The problem is, over 3 weeks have now elapsed since the orange summary document has that went to people's mailboxes. No doubt they'll be in the recycling bins, if not in rubbish bins. By now, the RLTP document was never made available in paper form and has never been advertised. Furthermore, those attempting to put in feedback through either the Have Your Say sessions, through snail mail or through other electronic means such as social media or the electronic forms at shapeauckland.co.nz, the constant commentary I'm seeing coming out is that there is confusion and the allegation of push polling in a couple of the questions, especially question 2B, which asks if the Auckland Plan Transport Network is adopted by the governing body, how would you fund it? Extra rates or and fuel taxes or motorway tolls? There was never an option for other or none of the above. So in technical case, that is push polling. A YouTube video came out yesterday advertising that fact about those two options of rates, fuel taxes or tolls, but not other or none of the above. So again, the council is still pushing a push polling question at the moment. So this podcast, I'm going to give a quick run up of the feedback that I will be giving this afternoon to the Otara Papatoa Local Board Have Your Say session. It's one of two I'm going to. The other one is my home one in Papakura on the 9th of March. The reason why I'm going to the Otara Papatoa one is just to continue to touch base with the local offices and the local board there to make sure that the renewal and investment into Manukau City Centre, which was one of the two transformational projects of council, the other being the main city centre, continues. Because at the moment the transformational project for Manukau has fallen away, probably due to no money in the budget and also a lack of interest as we continue the pro-city centre approach. Also in the podcast, I'll just give up some quick links to the documents needed to make a submission and other supporting material to help you through the submission process. I do this out of no help for the council nor the CCOs. If I was, I should or would be invoicing them, but this is not to help the council give its message across. I've got no inclination to help the council get its message across if its comms wing can't do it effectively, and that incentive is not there when one of the organisations, according to the gossip going around provided to me by a very good source, blackballs me for future employment in that particular CCO and by virtue of extension the main organisation. So in no inclination to help the council, this is more to help my fellow citizens, my fellow ratepayers with their long-term plan and to make it more in benefit of us. Now the quick thing that I'm going to be bringing up through the Otara Papatoa Local Board Have Your Say session today in Manukau is to basically make sure Manukau continues its Manukau has continued to invest in the South Auckland, continues to grow at a pretty fast rate. So the things along things like transport, will make sure that Lot 59 is fully developed through Development Auckland and Auckland Transport. So that's the a fully functional bus interchange. The two parklets, which are working its way through the processes. I'll just continue to reinforce that point tomorrow. as well as the spare land on Lot 59 to be a quality mixed-use commercial and residential development, so it all acts as a central nexus, a central hub between the Manukau Station and MIT and the Westfield Centre Manukau Mall on the other side. Also for other things, so this is more project specific than LTP overall specific. For LTP overall specific, I'll do that through the Papakura Have Your Say session as well as written feedback. But other project specific, which does have flow on effects to the wider region as a whole, is continue things like road diets, boulevards where you have low speed roads with wide pedestrian paths and dedicated cycleways, the provision of bus lanes and bus priority measures, the future proofing for light rail, aka SkyTrain, to make sure the continued development and renewal of Hayman Park, to make sure that advocacy continues for Te Papa North, to make sure that no more land is sold off in Manukau because that council land will be used for future development. A good example is the car park, the land the car parking at the Westfield Mall sits on. That land's owned by the council and is leased back to Westfield. So that would be perfect land to develop on. And also to make sure, just going a bit north of Manukau, make sure all the cycleway connections there as well as active transport continues. And the last two push is to get a master plan done up for Manukau so that our second city centre has its own city centre master plan like the main city centre does itself. And of course the continued push for the Manukau South Link to allow direct rail services from Pukekohe and Papakura every 20 minutes to Manukau without that cumbersome transfer at Pōnui Station, allowing for a 14-minute trip from Papakura, whereas it takes about 20 to 35 minutes through the current arrangements with the transfer at Pōnui. So that is what I'll be giving feedback on today at the Otara Papatoa Have Your Say session. As for the LTP, I'm linking up the LTP series that I have done. I haven't done the conclusion or the local boards yet. They'll be done this week. But for the rest of it, I have left commentary on a breakdown of the long-term plan and even the breakdown of the regional land transport program, otherwise known as the RLTP. Now, to answer the transport questions, specifically around the basic transport network and the APTN or the Auckland Plan Transport Network, you need to read the RLTP, which is a separate document that has not been well advertised. Now, I have linked the RLTP into this blog, which you can download or even read on the blog to save your bandwidth. And you can read on what is proposed and how transport projects are prioritised in both the BTN and the APTN. Now, if you think the priorities are wrong, then you submit to the LTP, and just bear with me here, you submit to the LTP stating you wish to comment on the RLTP and wish to change the transport, the 173-odd plus extra transport projects, and you move them up and down to what should be funded in the basic transport network and what should be funded in the Auckland Plan Transport Network and what order they should come in, ranking a list between 1 and I think it's 173, if not 178. So if you want to comment on the transport side, you need to read the RLTP, the Regional Land Transport Program document first, which I've embedded into this blog, and then that should be able to help you give your feedback on question 2 and 2B, which is around transport and fixing the transport situation in Auckland. For the rest of the questions in there, 1 through to 6, apart from the local board priorities, you need to read them yourself, and they are available on shapeauckland.co.nz, to where you should all be going. I've answered them, or given further context to them in the series, which I've also attached to this blog. If you have further questions, then the prerogative comes back to you to ask your councillor and ask your local board members on what to do. Oh, I'm sorry, not what to do, for more information, because they can get it for you. Fail that, you should be attending the Have Your Say sessions, where the information is again presented to you, and you can pick the brains of the councillors, the local board members, and even the bureaucrats. That's what they're there for. Councillors shouldn't be giving any opinions. They're meant to be neutral, and in some cases, picking your brains to flesh out your thoughts on why you support the way, why you want the LTP and the RLTP the way you do. But the information I've all linked here, the prerogative now comes to you to go and read it and go to these sessions or email or ring or face-to-face your representatives and the bureaucrats, if you're at the Have Your Say sessions, to continue to dig into the LTP and give your final feedback. So there is some onus that comes back to the ratepayer to step up their part and being a bit more proactive. However, and this is to be fair, I can perfectly understand the confusion as well, especially when you have push polling in question 2B. The answers and all six questions are framed around the very narrow narrative on what the council wants rather than what we want, and that the scope to give broad feedback to what we want is somewhat limited and restrictive. That said, you don't have to follow the format of the six questions and sub-questions there in the LTP. You can actually write a submission pure blank on white paper in your own words, saying what you want and why you want it, just making sure you link back to the main documents themselves, so you're not boxed in to those six questions. You can actually write about on the LTP or whatever you want budget-wise, and for the RLTP, transport priority-wise. So you are actually quite free and liberal to do or submit on what you want and what you want to see at a master budget document. So, but I, and again, saying that I can understand people feeling restricted around those six questions and the council being awfully slow on having full information at hand. So again, yes, this podcast is there to help the ratepayer. I can answer questions to the for fellow citizens where I can through to March 16. I'm definitely not there to help the council because of another comms failure. Again, with all this confusion around, if this was geared properly, this wouldn't be happening. Despite the fact I wouldn't have blogging material, but it's things I shouldn't be blogging on because of some cock up in the tower in 135 Albert Street in the CBD. So that's where we are with the long-term plan. Read the documents I've all linked up. Listen to the podcasts and the supplementary commentary I've linked in here. Go to the Have Your Say sessions and do not feel you're restricted to the six questions in the feedback forms. Get a piece of A4 paper out or pull open that Word document and write to your heart's content what you want to say on what should be funded, what shouldn't be funded, and what transport options you would like, and in what priority order. Rest is now up to you, citizens. Because if the council doesn't listen, then Chris Darby's judicial review is going to have a bit more meat and substance behind it. More on that on Thursday.